This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Friday afternoon, getting ready for the weekend for a lot of people, and we're still in the first week and a half of the new year and doing some things related to the new year, like checking in with Superintendent Terry Prestiani, getting a mid-school year update on what's happening in the Sutherland School District. Terry, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Afternoon, Kyle. Thank you for having me.
So overall, how do you feel like this year has gone so far? This school year has gone for your district?
You know, it's been a really good start. I think when we talked at the beginning of the year, it was very nice that we only had four brand new teachers to the district, and that lack of turnover has really, really paid dividends here as the school year began. Not a lot of new people to train, and so it's been great. And I understand that's kind of been the trend around the county, that we've had less turnover in the last couple of years. So that's been super positive and led to a really good start.
Now, you mentioned just a few new teachers. Anybody new at administration?
Yeah, we do have one new principal. Scott Perkins is now the principal at our middle school. Scott came to us from a position in Glendale. So one new administrative position. So it's been good to, again, have most of our administrators in place.
What about
leads to a really good start of the year.
Yeah, what about new programs in the district? Anything there to talk about?
You know, Kyle, we made a decision this spring not to add anything. I mean, there may be, you know, some new curriculums or additional curriculum stuff, but we made the decision this spring to really focus on shoring up what we have in place. We have some really good systems, but over the course of the last few years, we may have fell behind on keeping track of those. So we made a decision this year: no new programs. We're going to shore up what we have, and we've been reevaluating those through the school year and making them better. So, yeah, no new programs, but you know, we are moving forward.
How does the enrollment this year compare to the last school year?
Enrollment's down just a little bit from last year, although over the last 3 years, we're down probably about 100 students in the district. And that's kind of been the trend for the last few years. But again, it stabilized a little more this year. So while we're down, like I said, 100 students is a lot of students over the last couple of years, but seems to stabilized a little bit.
Now, do you feel like you might have any impact going forward, though, from all the new housing coming to Sutherland?
You know, we'd like to think so. But for the most part, up to this point, we haven't seen a big impact. I know there's been a lot of new houses over the last, you know, 5 to 7 years, probably last 10 years. We haven't seen a big impact. I think one of the things that we really need in the community, and I think the community is working for, you know, more affordable options for working families. Again, the housing, you know, houses and apartments are going up pretty steady here, but we haven't seen a huge increase from that. But it can't hurt. It's just difficult for families to find something that's affordable.
Now, over the past few years, online education has gone through a lot of phases. Certainly the pandemic, the biggest by far contributor to that. Where are you guys at now on online, and is all this kind of shifting?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we need to think about in education as more and more students want an online option. About 10 years ago, maybe just 11, Superintendent Steve Perkins started Sutherland Valley Online Academy here. And since that time, it grew from, you know, one room in the Rotary building with 5 or 6 kids. It's grown to currently we have 108 students in that program. Last year we ended with about 120. So Sutherland Valley Online Academy has been a big addition to the district. About 50% of those students who attend Sutherland Valley Online Academy are from out of district. And last year was our best year yet. We were we graduated 30 students from that program, and it's huge. It's a great addition to the district. It's a great program for our own students and students around the county that may come in credit deficient. So that's been a huge success for us, and it continues to grow.
Now, how does it work? Do the students stay at home? Or are they in classrooms, or is it kind of a mix?
It's definitely a mix. About 40% of our students do attend to the classroom several times a week. Probably the other 60% are online only. It just depends. Some of them are out of district would have difficulty getting here. But we have an online curriculum, and then there's opportunities for the students to be in the building all day or half a day. And then 4 days a week, we have staff from the middle school and high school that come down and work with students in study groups and different groups to help them with their academics. It's proved to be a pretty good model. Students who do come to the classroom and do get the assistance they need from the teachers are definitely being successful. So been a great program for us.
And what do you see with online moving forward?
Well, I think that schools are going to have to become more competitive in that area. That online option seems to be attractive to the youth of today and some of the parents. So I think it's really important. It's actually essential that school districts start looking at that. And I know that Sutherland Valley Online Academy, we've been, you know, looking at other options to expand that program. I think it's something that to stay vital in this business, I think the online portion is going to have to be adopted by school districts.
Now, for the students that are taking part in online education, are they still able to come in for extracurricular activities, athletics, et cetera?
That depends on their status, depends on if they're in district or out of district. But they are definitely able to, there are some standards for it, but they are able to participate in, some electives at the secondary level. So many of them take wood shop or drama or metal shop. They do have access to that program also. So, yes, they do have access to that stuff, and that piece is something we really want to expand.
So take a moment and share your thoughts about kind of this generation of young people overall and how you think they're doing.
I'm glad you sent me that question early, Kyle. You know, the needs of students have changed with every generation. It's something we've been dealing with. But I think the last couple go-rounds, we found that the change is happening much faster and the changes are more significant. I think that access to technology and things like that have made the generational change more significant. This generation has a different need for education. So that's why we talk about online and we talk about other models, I think. But also, I think this generation has some higher needs, different struggles, different social emotional needs than others in the past. And I can't put my finger on as to why that is the case, but there are a lot more needs with this generation. They still are and have been very successful, but they take a little different approach to get them through school and being successful.
All right, Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District giving us kind of a mid-year look at what's going on with the schools there. Let's talk about building security. That was a big deal a few years ago. A lot of districts did a lot of things for the past 5 years. Are you all pretty set with that, or do you still have more things going on?
You know, Kyle, we do have some more things that we need to do. But one of the things that we've kind of ran into a kind of a brick wall in terms of what our next steps can be. So we've actually asked representatives from ODE and Oregon School Safety and Emergency Management to come to our facilities to give us some ideas as to how we can upgrade security. We've done in the past a lot of fencing, gates, security cameras, but again, there's some places where we really are not finding good answers. So hopefully they can come in, tour our facilities, share what other districts have done, and help us problem solve some of the holes that we see in our security. So we'll see after that visit here in mid-January what our next steps are.
What about building projects overall? Anything big going on?
Nothing right now. We did finish a seismic retrofit on our middle school gymnasium. So the main buildings in our middle school and the middle school gymnasium all have been have been recipients of that grant. And so that just finished up in late September. We are submitting seismic grants for a couple more buildings, in particular West Intermediate and the classroom wings. So we hope that we'll get that grant and either this summer or the following summer start some retrofits with that particular building. But now, at this point, nothing else.
Now, for high schoolers, talk about partnerships, things you're doing with Umpqua Community College or maybe other institutions.
We have a lot of partnerships with UCC and a few other community colleges. Most of that is for dual credit courses. Students can take those dual credit courses, get credit for high school, and at UCC or other colleges. That's been a big success. We also have UCC started something called Friday Academies, so students can go take courses in, say, fire science and other things that they normally may not be able to get at school. And those have been, again, a huge success. I will say that UCC over the course of the last few years has become super easy to work with and really, really focused on secondary schools. So we have a lot of cooperations with them. It's been good.
And let's see here. For the district, how important is the school board? What kind of things are they focused on right now?
So I've been lucky in the 10 years I've been the superintendent, and the 4 years before that also. We've had a great school board that's certainly student-focused, and this school board currently is definitely focused on student success. You know, there are tighter budgets around the corner, we all believe, and that's really what their focus has been, is continuing to provide a well-rounded education, even though budgets are going to get tighter. And we've had a pretty big focus on facilities and invested quite a bit of capital improvement into those facilities. And that really has been the focus up to this point. And then obviously, at this point, they are now focused on a superintendent search for next year. So they've been working pretty hard at that.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that in a moment. Now, you mentioned budgets getting tighter. Why is that?
I think there's a number of reasons. Obviously, if you've read the newspaper, we see that the state of Oregon's budget has tightened significantly. There's a lot of different reasons for that. We believe that's going to hit schools pretty significantly, at least if not this coming year, in the following biennium. I think also public schools around the state and the nation have had, you know, dropping enrollment. So for those reasons, that's, you know, money is going to become a little tighter. And then I think we also need to know that inflation has been big. The cost of insurance, the cost of fuel is significant. So that all adds into just tighter budgets.
Now, you mentioned the superintendent search because you are going to be retiring, if I can use that word. How many years have you been in education?
This will be the end of my 35th year. And all of it's been here in Douglas County.
What led you to a career in education?
Oh, wow. You know, I've always had an interest in history and social studies, and that, along with coaching and the thought of coaching, led me to this career. I had some really great coaches and teachers as a student from kindergarten on up, and they were all really big influences on me wanting to be a part of education because I saw how big of an impact teachers could make.
Now, I don't remember from past conversations, did you grow up in this area as well?
Yeah, I grew up in Glendale and then went to high school in Riddle. And so, yes, close ties to this county.
So talk about your plans after this school year.
I don't have a lot of big plans at this particular point in time. Really want to focus on staying involved with Rotary, Chamber of Commerce, and the Urban Renewal Committee here in Sutherland. I think this community and even the larger Douglas County community has been super supportive of me and education itself, and I feel like it's time to give back to that. So I'm going to focus on that a little bit. We may travel a little bit, but right now haven't planned a whole lot out, and that feels kind of good.
Now, or do you think you still are going to maybe take on some projects with the district or with some other organization, or maybe work part time in some role?
You know, again, I don't know about that. I know one of the projects that we've been working with the city here is possibly building some youth ball fields and rec facilities for kids. Currently, we have at least a temporary agreement to work with the city to use some school property to do that. We have very few ball fields for youth sports, for Sutherland Valley Recreation. So I'd like to stay involved in that and be a part of that program and see if we can get some, you know, really significant changes with our ball field so kids have places to play.
So as you begin to almost take a look back, what are some of your favorite memories from being in education?
You know, that's a tough question. There are so many. I think just knowing and thinking about all the good people I've had the opportunity to work with, the teachers who were my mentors when I first started teaching, the coaches that were my mentors. And I think that, honestly, it's when you look back, it's amazing to think about all the dedication that the people I've worked with give to kids. I think our community forgets about it, and I think we as a whole forget about it. There are genuinely, seriously invested teachers and coaches and staff members here that really pour their hearts into kids, and they're just memories of that are really significant to me.
Do you get the opportunity over all this time around Douglas County to see some former students who have gotten into education?
Yeah, I've had that opportunity quite a bit. I know that, just a couple to mention. I think Kevin Wicks, who works as a counselor at Jolaine, was one of my athletes and a student of mine. I know that Russell Hobson, the principal at Riddle, he was an athlete of mine and a student. It's really good to see them both be super successful and great people and doing good things in schools. Yeah.
As you get ready to, move forward, what's on your docket for the rest of the year?
We still got a lot going on. Just keeping up with the programs that we have, and then it's getting to be budget time, so we'll be building that budget, and then looking at what capital improvements we can do to buildings will consume most of the spring, I think, and getting those projects started. So that'll be it.
All right, Superintendent Terry Prestiani, Sutherland School District, thanks for being on.
Hey, thank you very much, Kyle. Appreciate it.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.